USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After the death of George Floyd, an unarmed black man who is being detained by Minneapolis police, riots broke out across the country. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
It's not for lack of planning. It was not a wanton. Weren't you ready for this? Yes, and we put a force on the ground when I asked them. This is larger than anything that has ever been deployed with the most qualified troops on there, and you're still seeing people say, where are they? There is a finite number of folks that can go out there. That's why we have to, and I think about it with these people. So we just say everything is locked down.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden gave word on video that he spoke to Floyd's family.
Again, to George's family, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. I promise you, we do everything in our power to see to it that justice is had.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
NASA and SpaceX are battling storm clouds again in Florida during what could be the second attempt in 4 days to launch astronauts up to the International Space Station. Elon Musk's SpaceX aims to be the first private company to launch astronauts into orbit, while NASA hopes it will mark a return to human spaceflight from U.S. soil for the first time in 9 years. After the launch on Wednesday was scrubbed, astronaut Doug Hurley posted a thanks to SpaceX and NASA teams on Twitter after he spent 3 hours in the Crew Dragon capsule atop the rocket waiting for the launch. If today's launch is postponed, there's another chance coming up tomorrow. If the mission is successful, NASA plans to launch another SpaceX capsule to the space station on August 30th. 5 regions of New York State are ready for phase 2 of the reopening. That includes most retail, salons, and offices. The Big Apple will begin phase 1 on June 8th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Some casino owners will do anything to get their customers back after being shut down for months from the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Hotel and casino owner Derek Stevens is giving away 1,000 one-way tickets for people to come and visit Las Vegas. The economic impact of the global coronavirus pandemic has left the gaming industry in shambles for now. To help bring tourists back, Stevens is making the offer through Allegiant, Frontier, Southwest, Spirit, and Sun Country Airlines. Some casinos are set to open on June 4th, and John Flynn, Vice President and Chief of Staff at MGM Resorts International, says keeping everyone safe will be his top priority.
And of course, the health and safety of our guests and employees was our top priority before, and it will always be our top priority. I think for us, we still want to be able to do this in a measured way. We're in no hurry to fill this place up.
Flynn also telling ABC News,
you will see that we have put plexiglass in at each of our table games, especially with blackjack, and we've reduced the number of seats down from 6 to 3.
So this partition is not regulated by the gaming board, though. You guys did this, right?
That's exactly right.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.